Kate Bear wrote her first book in a booth at her local Panera restaurant. With four kids at home, she didn't have a quiet space of her own to write. That first book, called What Kind of Woman, went on to become a New York Times bestseller. Her next two books of poetry did too. In this commentary for WBUR ahead of Mother's Day, Bear reflects on her life as an author and a mom.
In second grade, I used to write lots of poems and essays about my cats, dead and alive. I recently found those and started looking through them. And my mom always told me I was a writer, but I didn't realize it until I found it 25 years later. After I got married, I applied to the MFA of my choice, and my husband was headed to medical school. I saw us each pursuing our careers, and then I got pregnant. We decided together that I would stay home and he would go to medical school. I'd always wanted to be a mother. I had no idea what it was going to take from me to be a mother. My husband was scheduled for a vasectomy, and 2 weeks before, I found out I was pregnant with my fourth. I'll never forget that moment. I was immediately devastated because already having three children, I knew the cost of what was to come. I knew the cost on my career. I knew the cost on my body and my mind. So now I have this decision to make. Am I going to drown, lose my life, or am I going to completely change everything? And it was because of him, and I credit him all the time, that last baby, it was because of him that I had to change my life. And that came with childcare. That came with saying to myself, I can't be a stay-at-home mom. I can't stay with him anymore. I can't be a mom to another baby full-time. It'll kill me. I never in my wildest dreams would have thought when I'm 33, I'm going to become a poet. I really found my voice in poetry. I love the boiled down storytelling. I love everything about it. Commencement address. When I take my evening walk, I unlock rooms I never meant to close, which is one way to write a book. Another is to peel an orange or take a shower or fall in love with someone dangerous. At any given moment, there is someone getting what they always wanted. I know no quicker way to ruin a day than to dwell on this. Commencement address was written when we lived in town. And we took a walk every night up to the playground or up to, we called it the smooth driveway, which is the school's parking lot. And the kids rode their bikes. And then in COVID, we called it our COVID walk. I'm not a morning person. I don't write in the morning, but I am alive at night. And those evening walks are so integral to letting my mind quiet down enough to hear what's really being said. Usually when I'm walking in the evening, I'm with my dog who needs to get out her energy. Come on, come on. I'm walking from my yard to the field where I walk with my dog. We live in the country now, so I walk in this back field, and so she just gets to run free off leash. What are you chewing on? Oh, gross. Okay, come on, come on. Let's go, let's go. When I unclip her from that leash and she runs off through the field, every day is the best day of her life because she's doing what she's meant to do. And it always fills me with this sense of joy. But when I'm on stage and meeting people, I feel that same way. This is what I was always meant to do and feel and be. This is what it means to feel known. And I think that's a very universal desire, to be known exactly as you are and have that be enough.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains in a walked off view. In a walked off an old.